Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Always.
Yeah?
Especially when the prescription is personal freedom.
Oh, okay. Well, you've looked ahead, huh? Do you know we talk a lot about the divine within?
Absolutely.
I mean, we don't always call it exactly that.
The kingdom within.
The kingdom of heaven is within us. Your divine potential, that spark, that divine spark within you. You know, how many people have that completely and totally awake? And by what I mean by that is, not only, I mean, it's there.
Right. We all have it. Everybody
have it.
Has it.
But how many of us are aware of it, awake to it?
And then consciously using it?
Yes.
Yeah, and in alignment with it.
Yes.
We could probably use more.
If we take a step back and look at our world, I think we could use a whole lot more. Well, our life strategist today, and I think you can tell by the name of his book, The Sovereign Mindset, Unlocking Your Divine Potential. He is an internationally best-selling author. His name is Jeremy McDonald, and he invites all of us, Lauren, on a journey of transformation, a transformational journey, discovering yourself and healing and living authentically. That sounds pretty doggone good.
I couldn't think of anything more important, especially in today's time.
Amen. So we're gonna talk. Our life strategist today is Jeremy McDonald. We're going to talk about what he calls the sovereign mindset, and that's on taps today on Strategies.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Folks, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here with us. We appreciate our sponsors who make it possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira Direct Primary Care. Back in a moment to meet our life strategist, Jeremy E. McDonald, today on Strategies for Living. Stay right where you are. and welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan. I'm Dr. David McMillan. Glad you're with us here on Strategies for Living. Let's welcome Jeremy McDonald. He is a mindset mastery coach, quantum healer, Reiki master, and best-selling author with over 25 years of experience bridging the corporate and spiritual worlds. As the executive producer of large-scale metaphysical events like the Spirit Heart Cruise and the Inner Temple Symposium, and the host of Mystic Dialogue on Ethereal TV, Jeremy inspires audiences around the world to unlock their potential, their divine potential. He's got a master's in adult education and a background in learning and development for Fortune 500 companies. He blends practical strategies with spiritual wisdom, helping people release deep-seated blocks and align with their soul and step fully into their authentic selves. Jeremy McDonald, welcome to Strategies.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and really excited to be here and to share my work with you, your audience. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So the sovereign mindset, what inspired you to write this book, The Sovereign Mindset? And you had previously written a book, I think it was what, Peace Be Still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah. Does the sovereign mindset kind of build on that? What's the deal here?
Yeah, it does in a way, because, you know, when you write a book, you don't realize what you're doing in a sense, because when I wrote Peace Be Still, yeah, I'd achieved a level of peace in my life, but it went a lot deeper than that. Mm-hmm. And I started noticing something that was happening, you know, a lot of times in the spiritual community, and I think even all of us, we feel like once we've done something, we've arrived.
Right.
And you just get to that point where you think, well, I've healed this or this kind of stuff. Well, it's a lifelong journey. But I started noticing something for the past like 12 years, 13 years. And I started noticing that when you align yourself and you have clarity, things just start moving in your direction or moving in your favor. And I started looking at that. I was like, what is that all about? Yeah, I'd had peace, but peace at this surface level. And as I started making mistakes, I call them opportunities, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
You know, making those life decisions that didn't cause you not so much peace. And then making life decisions that caused amazing things to happen. I started, what is that all about? Well, it's when you finally really understand and love all aspects of yourself, even those moments when you make mistakes.
Yeah.
Even when those moments when you just give yourself grace. And I started noticing it over and over again, and then I just finally, this year, it just clicked, and the book just came through me in about 3 months.
Wow.
And my publicist is always picking on me. She goes, when are you going to write another book? So
Sarah's like that.
Yeah, she is. I called her up, and I said, guess what? She goes, what? I said, I'm almost done with another book. And she giggled. She goes, finally.
You got to love Sarah. You know, share about going through people call it the dark night of the soul. It's been labeled that, I guess, since back at John of the Cross, huh? But you share about going through it. Tell us a little bit about how that experience shaped your path and led to this book.
Yeah, I've gone through it, I think, a few times, but I think that my major one was probably in 2006. I was a vice president of a company, and at 32, I thought I'd had everything that, you know, a 32-year-old male thinks he should have.
Right.
And very shortly after that, it was a mortgage company that I was the vice president of, so we all know what happened around that time frame.
Yeah.
And so I lost my house and my car, and trusted somebody, and so my storage locker was had most of the valuable stuff stolen out of it, and including my I was a musician, and all my musical instruments, and my relationship was gone, and I just went through 4 years of depression. And then fast forward, I went through something similar several years later, And this time I handled it a lot differently, with a lot more grace and understanding, and realizing that this too shall pass. And so that first bout of that really kind of, I guess I call it a cosmic 2x4 at the time, and where you just kind of get hit by the universe. But what it really is it's saying, wake up. You're more than who you think you are. You're not all these labels. There's something more to you that you're not developing a relationship with. And so that's where that really started. And that's what it woke up in me, is to really start being honest with myself.
What took for you? What started to align you with?
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Your higher self through that process, what was some of the first practices maybe that led you down that path?
Well, the first practice was I looked in the mirror, literally straight in my eyes, and said, I'm not happy. And
Total honesty then.
Yeah, being vulnerable with myself, total honesty. And that started... You know, that, and all I can say is it's one step at a time. And that was a moment. And then, you know, then the next moment I was majorly depressed. And the next moment I could barely get out of bed. And then I would just make myself get up and just move from the bed to the couch, to the couch, to the shower.
Yeah.
And, and apply for jobs or do something that was helping me. And so one of the things that started helping me one step at a time was making decisions that make me happy. Instead of decisions based on what other people thought I should be doing, or what I got advice on that didn't align with my soul, or programs, I call them programs, but they're just opinions of other people. Right. And so when I started making the decisions that were authentic, mainly to me, and being vulnerable with myself and honest with myself, I realized that I was living a life that wasn't true, at least not for me. Maybe it was true for somebody else.
Sure.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Now your mother was a shaman and a healer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And let's see, there was her influence plus the teaching. I want to say this correctly. Lakek, is that the way to say it?
In Lakesh. Yeah.
So I am you, and you are me. Tell us a little bit about that. Most people maybe haven't heard of, I haven't heard of Lakesh before, in Lakesh.
My mother was trained in the Mayan traditions and shamanism, and on top of being a nurse and, you know, other modalities. But so she learned a lot of things about the Mayan culture through that tradition.
Right.
And so in Lakesh, when it really looks at that, and you start thinking about it, if the temple of God is within us, and I am another you, you know, or you are me and I am you, and that kind of stuff. So you start looking at that. And so what ends up happening? We spend most of our lives looking outside of ourselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, why is it that Dave and Laura are doing the things that they're doing, but I'm not doing it? You know, that's already putting my energy where you're at right now instead of here in the now of the moment for my life. And so that's one of the things she started teaching me. It's also about loving your neighbor, you know, because I am another you. And when you love yourself, and you start that with you, then your cup runneth over. And then what spills out, you give to the community around you, and you serve yourself first, not selfishness, but being humble and having a sense of humility and grace. But you serve yourself first. And then as a result, because you naturally want to serve other people, because you're going to love them just as much as you love yourself.
Right. And you can't give to somebody else what you don't have to give. It's not selfish, as you say. It makes sense. You take care of you,
and you take care of everybody
else.
You've had
some mystical experience with your mom. You shared a shared death experience with her. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So she was was in her hospice house. She was a hospice nurse professionally. And she had was on the last the last night that she was going to be alive. And the nurses had said, you should probably stay with her because she probably won't make it throughout the night. So right. I had decided to stay and held her hand and really enjoy, spending time with her. She had already said her last words, but
right.
the next morning she woke up and she basically, I had this feeling. I was, I moved from the couch, from the chair to the couch at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I was woken up with the streamers in the room. I felt like they were slapping the walls and there was all this commotion and all that kind of stuff. And then I felt like my body was raising up out of, my spirit or my soul was raising up out of my body.
Yeah.
Right.
And so her, her receptionist or her assistant had knocked on the door and came to say goodbye. And then I went and laid back down and, just had this really light feeling. And I went back to sleep and I remember, saying to my mother, I'm writing a book, Mom, and you're going to miss it. And she goes, oh, I already know what you wrote. I raised you and taught you a lot of that. So, so I could hear her.
Yeah.
Well, when the nurses actually came and tapped me on the shoulder and said, Mr. McDonald, your mother has passed. Mm. I woke up and, and I could talk to her. I started brushing my teeth and getting ready. I could hear her almost immediately.
Wow.
Wow.
A week later, I could, we went and had her memorial and I took a shower after the memorial and she stepped into my body and she said, this is what heaven feels like. And I lost all sensation of pain or anxiety and just this feeling of, almost being like the drop in an ocean, but yeah. you are the whole ocean.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't fully understand it, but a month later I was at a Raymond Moody conference or presentation. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know who he was. Somebody came to the memorial and said, you need to go see this guy, Raymond Moody. And so I went and met him. We've become friends. And he told me, he said, what you've had was a shared death experience.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. What an incredible thing. Jeremy McDonald. The book is The Sovereign Mindset. It's Unlocking Your Divine Potential. And you can already hear. You can hear what's in store for you in The Sovereign Mindset. JeremyMcDonald.net is where you can learn more. But we've got much more today to learn from Jeremy McDonald right here on Strategies for Living. So don't go away. More to come. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're with Jeremy McDonald today, internationally best-selling author. The Sovereign Mindset is his new book, Unlocking Your Divine Potential. You can find it wherever you buy books, and you can find him hanging out at jeremymcdonald.net. And you start the book, Jeremy, with awakening and an awakening to your true self. One of the things that got my attention right away is that you said awakening is a lifelong process. Mm-hmm. I think that's so important for people to hear because we kind of get this idea that, oh,
it's this flashbulb moment.
Yeah, like we wake up in the morning, boom, okay, right. I'm awake.
Yeah.
But the fact that you say awakening is a lifelong mm-hmm. process, talk a little bit about awakening to your true self.
Yeah, so one of the things that I found interesting because, I fell into that trap myself where mm-hmm. you know, you have this healing moment and you think you've arrived or you've had, you're totally illuminated.
Right.
But when you really think about it, the Buddha sat at the Bodhi tree for how long? And Jesus wandered in the wilderness and, right. So all of these things. And then, when you think about principles of lifelong learning and how that brain actually works and stuff like that. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
That we would have this huge aha moment. I mean, even in learning, we have a learning theory called chunking,
right?
Where we give you small little bits of information. So I started putting in, one of the things I do is I can take everything I've ever done, you know, my 28 years in education and corporate training and my 28 years in the spiritual world, and I start looking at them and they're parallels. When we say divine timing and divine order, you're going to have on this lifelong journey of growing and learning. And that's the reason why you're here.
Yeah.
You're here for a reason, so that you'll get it. Like, and people will say things like, well, I'm at this high frequency. Well, you're at a high frequency for parts of your life, but I can guarantee you other parts of your life, you're just as blind as everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and that's actually a good thing, because it's, how do you experience life? You experience it by going out and doing things. And I know that the listeners and all of us have done things where we've been in the bad relationship, the bad job, and we've hung out there for too long, and we've put up with people, you know, disrespecting us because we thought we had to. And each step we get stronger. In each step we get better. In each step we get more grace. And so I just started noticing that in my own life and in my clients. And you know, I'd say when they get upset, they'd say, "Well, I thought I got this. Like, I did all my inner child work like 10 years ago." I'm like, "Well,
I hate to break it to you.
It comes back around. Each time you get stronger, what goes around comes around."
Yeah.
And so to me, it's a compliment when it comes back around. It means you get to re-review it and get stronger.
Yeah, it's the way we learn. And I mean, you
get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
So that's you say that the mission of life is to get to know ourselves. Yep. So unpack that a bit for us, Jeremy. What does that really mean in practice, getting to know myself?
Well, what I see in a lot of people, they spend a lot of time people pleasing,
yes.
Doing everything that their mom and dad told them to do. I had one lady that she went to become a medical doctor because her mom and dad told her she had to do it because a woman needs to have a lot of education because she should never depend on a man for anything. Mm-hmm. It was basically her mother that drove that into her mind because her mother had a bad relationship with their dad, mm-hmm. her dad. And so that program was, you know, we could call that a lot of things, generational trauma, you know, generational post-traumatic stress. Sure. We inherit the sins of our fathers and stuff. But what I started to look at is it started to say, if I can spend time getting to know myself, I'm giving myself a gift of myself. Mm-hmm. What makes me happy? One of the things that I started to learn in my own life is I love inspiring people. I accidentally fell into corporate training. I was actually a pretty shy kid. Very insecure with myself. And so what did I have to do? I had to start looking at why was I insecure with myself? Who told me that I wasn't valuable? Who gave me that programs? What made me feel that way? And so the more and more I got into understanding who I was and how I became who I was, then I got to unpack that and I got the reward of getting to know the authentic me.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do in my practice is helping people. Because one of the first things people say, I don't know my purpose. I say, your purpose right now is just to get to know yourself. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it will fall into place. I can guarantee you, you'll have inspired action. You'll have things to just start to fall into place. You know, we were talking about Sarah earlier. Sarah just randomly dropped into my lap because I was doing a podcast.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And so
pretty good person to have drop into your life. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, these things, as you start working in yourself, the universe is plotting to do you good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not working against you, but we have a program of we're a victim or that the world is working against us. It's actually working in our favor, but we got to fall into the flow and the current of life as opposed to, and the only way you can do that is to get to know yourself.
Yeah.
And you got to get past, you got to get past those. You call them in the book, the hidden programs of the mind. So many, and I like some of the hard questions because you say, you know, you got to ask yourself, have I made somebody else's needs more important than my own, and calling it in the name of love? Have I compromised my boundaries to avoid rocking the boat, hurting somebody else's feelings, or maybe avoiding judgment? There's more of them. There's more questions like that in the book. But, I mean, there really are. I mean, for most of us, we would be astounded, or we probably are astounded, when we begin to confront how many of these mind programs actually have been running our lives.
And they're not ours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not, and they don't belong to us. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I used to do an exercise in corporate America where I'd have people, I'd say, I want you to rank the top five things that you want to do in your life, you know, lose weight, you know, go to school, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to rate the top five relationships in your life. And I didn't allow them to say names, just like my mother, my job, my relationship to my job, all that other kind of stuff. Did you know that their dreams? Oh, and then I had them take all 10 of those. I want you to rank them in priority of what you actually put effort into. Did you know their dreams were always on the bottom of the list, and the relationship to themselves was nowhere on any of those lists?
Yeah.
90% of the time. And that's telling when it tells you that you've made everybody else important other than yourself.
Yeah. Where does intuition fit into all of this? How can people learn to trust that inner authority again?
So that starts by just starting to get quiet. Of course, you have to get quiet. Now, I don't always use the word meditation anymore because it freaks people out.
Yes.
What I say is, I want you to spend 10 minutes a day just breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want you to just take time for you for 10 minutes. Just hang out with yourself for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. What will end up happening is that breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth actually puts your brain into a gamma frequency. Mm-hmm. Which helps you collapse issues and helps you bring issues to the front. And so the next step I have them do is I have them say, I want you to start asking yourself this question. What's the first thing I need to look at today to help me go a step into my authentic self? Mm. What you're doing is you're starting to clear your mind so that you can start trusting yourself.
Yeah.
And trusting that quiet inner voice. And so when you finally get quiet enough, because all the mind chatter is going on in there, when you calm the mind chatter, then the intuition starts to kick in. Well, right now, like I just had a client the other day, she was really upset. And she goes, I don't know what to do. I said, because you're so busy worrying about what other people are thinking and what other people's opinions are instead of what your heart is telling you.
Right.
So, and when I peeled back, she finally said, well, so I'm supposed to do what I want? I was like, yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Why not?
Yeah.
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 But we got to give ourselves permission for the why not, right? Yeah. I mean, we got to see it, and then we've got to give ourselves permission. And your client is like a lot of us.
I think part of it for some people is about reading into people's emotions. And I think you talk a little bit about emotional responsibility, right? And so for people who absorb other people's moods or expectations, what's the first step towards emotional sovereignty?
So one of the things I do a lot of deep breathing with my clients. There's a reason for that, because I need to get their energy calmed, because I have the education background, but I also have the healing background. So one of the things I want to do is, and I can feel their energy, and I can feel it like scattered, like a lot of panicky energy is very staticky.
Yeah.
And so what I'm just doing is trying to get their energy calm enough to where they can start recognizing their own emotions. Because a lot of times they don't even have a clue. Mm. And so they just know they're upset, or they know that they're not feeling good. And so you have to get to the base emotion. So, you know, I was working with a client a couple weeks ago, and they didn't feel valued. But at first they were just angry at the world because they never listened to them. They never listened to him. And I said, when we started peeling back the layers, I said, well, what do you mean they don't listen to you? Well, I try to tell them things and they never hear what I have to say. And you know, this happens at work. It happens in my friendships. It happens in my relationships. And I said, well, tell me more about that. Let's get a little deeper into that. And really, when we got down to the base emotion was, they didn't feel valued or good enough to give an opinion because they didn't see themselves as valuable.
Yeah.
And so I said, your homework this week is to go look in the mirror and tell yourself every day how valuable you are and how your opinion matters. And you matter as a person because you matter to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good stuff. Okay, the book is The Sovereign Mindset. It's Unlocking Your Divine Potential. You'll find it wherever you buy books. Jeremy McDonald is the author. He's an international best-selling author and author of this book. He's also our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living, and you can find him hanging out at jeremymcdonald.net, and I hope you will. We've got more. He's got more to teach us. We've got more time to learn. And that all happens right here on Strategies for Living. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back and get more into it here on Strategies. Stay with us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, we are hanging out today with Jeremy McDonald. He's our life strategist. His book is a good one. It's called The Sovereign Mindset, Awaken Your True Power, Embrace the Divine Spark Within. You can find it wherever you buy books. You can go to jeremymcdonald.net, find out more about this book, Jeremy's previous book, the other work that he does. Jeremy, you talk, and first of all, let me say, here's a minor complaint. You've got this book so packed full, we need about 5 hours here on the radio, and my producer is shaking his head. So, you know, that's my complaint for the day. I got to bitch a little bit, you know?
Hey, you know what? That works.
Yeah, exactly. All right. One of the things you talk about, and again, the book is packed full, but one of the things you talk about is the law of attraction. And there's a lot of talk, and has been for the last, couple of decades.
Oh, sure.
About the law of attraction, and you kind of challenge the mainstream view of the law of attraction. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, because one of the big mainstream things to say is that positive thoughts create. And, you know, I started out on that principle, you know, 20 some odd years ago. And what really creates, not that I'm saying the positive thoughts are a bad thing,
right,
but there's what I call toxic positivity. Mm-hmm. When what's going on deep inside of you, when you're being positive on the outside, but on the inside, there's still that part of you that doesn't feel valuable, doesn't feel worthy, doesn't ask, mm-hmm. so you shall receive. And what I realized is that we don't attract what we desire. We attract who we are.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm.
And so I talk a lot about that. I also talk about natural law in there. One of the laws I talk about is the law of cause and effect.
Right.
So this is, I have this conversation a lot. You know, if I inside think that I'm not deserving of a happy life, that's the cause. The effect is what's going to manifest around me is scenarios that prove to me that I'm not worthy of having a happy life.
Right.
So I'm going to have people that disrespect me because I will lack boundaries, you know, many, many, many things are going to start manifesting. So, and those lack of boundaries are actually telling me inside that I'm doing to myself that I'm not worthy enough. Yeah. It's because subconsciously I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just going through the motions because I haven't taken enough time to get to know myself. So when it comes to a law of attraction, one of the things I tell people to do is start, if you want to have love, attract love in your life, start loving yourself.
Hmm.
And what's going to happen is you're going to start attracting into your life people that are loving, that are truthful and honest and, you know, have integrity and compassion. And so that's what I started attracting around myself. And then the other thing is that we spend a lot of time trying to get other people to see what we're seeing. And then if they don't listen to us, we don't feel that, oh, maybe I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, the reality is that why not work on yourself, and then people will naturally change, and you'll see it, because the people that are supposed to be in your life, they'll stay. And yeah. if they're not, they'll leave. You nope. never lose anything that's divinely yours.
Yeah. Mm. Hmm. All right. The book is The Sovereign Mindset. So how does living this sovereign mindset, how is it different from just the positive, confident, I can, you know, affirmation that so many of us give ourselves or try to give ourselves?
I think one of my favorite things I ever heard was from Catherine Ponder, when she said that affirmations just by themselves is like building a brand new house on top of an old house before you tore down the old house. You still got the old toilet sitting. You still got the old toilet sitting next to the new toilet.
Yeah.
And it's not working.
Yeah.
And so what it is that when you start to tear down, when you start to transmute the old programs and start looking at them and saying, you know, I'm not only deserving of the best of everything, but I want it divinely given. Mm-hmm. But I not only, and I love myself. And so the I can do it type of stuff is great if you really believe it.
Right.
And so one of the things you have to do is you start looking at yourself. And I had an experience a couple of years ago where I was flying out to California, and I was going to be a part of this event that Dr. Vitale was going to be speaking at. And my friend was putting it on, and I was, you know, I was excited because I was going to be having dinner with him and all this other kind of stuff. And I was, right. And what started to surface was imposter syndrome. And so I had this interesting experience, and I allow myself to go through these things instead of brushing it under the rug. Well, and I realized that I was putting this man, who's a man, on a pedestal because I watched him in The Secret 20 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When I got to know him, he's a really great guy, humble, kind-hearted. Yeah. And really, he's a guy just like me.
Yeah,
puts his pants on the same way, cries like me, does all those things. And so when you start to realize that, do that inner work, that was me blocking my flow of energy.
Yeah,
because I might have missed the opportunity to get to know him. Because, you know, if you're an imposter syndrome, you might avoid them, you might not talk to them, you know, all that kind of stuff, where you avoid opportunities because you didn't see the value in your own self.
Yeah. There may be people listening to us. I'm sure there are right now people that are hearing us who feel stuck. They feel stuck in mm-hmm. their life. They feel, you know, Jeremy, what would you say to those people? What's the first small step that they can do towards claiming this divine potential, the sovereign mindset?
I would start, one of the first things I would do is I would start journaling. I don't necessarily talk about that in there, but one of the reasons why I would say that is because you want to just start writing down. You might even start with, I feel stuck and I don't know what to do.
Right. Mm.
And you start writing out all your feelings, because one of the things I try in that book is to get you in touch with your feelings. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about yourself? How do you understand you? How do you show up for yourself? And then you can start in your journal. I want you to start writing in there and saying, what led me to this point? Mm-hmm. What took me here to make me feel so stuck? Where did I not make myself a priority? And one of the things I tell and talk about in the book is I want you to take a deep breath in and exhale out through your mouth. And then as you're sitting there journaling and allowing yourself, because that's a surrender to actually journal. And one of the things that is a very powerful thing to start getting into that sovereign mindset is to start surrendering to yourself, which your higher self, your soul, whatever you want to call it. And so when you start surrendering, you start opening up. So.
Pretty good stuff, and it's the book is packed full of lots more. It's called The Sovereign Mindset. The producer's not going to give us the 3 or 4 hours more, so here's what I'm going to suggest, folks. Go get a copy of The Sovereign Mindset. You can visit jeremymcdonald.net in order to continue the conversation with him. I hope he'll come back and join us again here on Strategies. And we'll come back and wrap up this conversation today. In the meantime, the book is The Sovereign Mindset. at your favorite bookseller. We'll be back here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with the author of The Sovereign Mindset today, Unlocking Your Divine Potential. He is Jeremy E. McDonald. You can find him at jeremymcdonald.net. Jeremy, I'm sure that a lot of people have taken away things that we've talked about today. We've packed it full. But what's in about a minute, what can you leave? What's important that you want people to take away from this conversation today?
Yeah, thank you so much. And everybody, what I would like you to see is that you are so much more than you think you are. There's so much potential in you. And this isn't just a motivational speech. This is something that I know I've lived to discover that myself. There's a spark in you that when you foster that relationship, that spark, and continue to grow and look inward and start developing a relationship with yourself, you're going to start discovering things about yourself that you're just going to be completely illuminated with. That means the good times and the bad times, they're all going to help you. And what I want to leave you with is you do deserve a life that's the best of everything, but you want to divinely given.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Good stuff. Thank you. Jeremy, thank you. Thank you for the work you're doing. And I hope you'll come back and join us again here on Strategies.
Thank you so much.
In the meantime, folks, go get a copy of The Sovereign Mindset. And thank you. Thank you for tuning into Strategies. We appreciate you and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, Home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffy Stew. SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira Direct Primary Care. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why? Why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, for Jeremy E. McDonald, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.